Blog Talk Radio.
Why so serious?
Lawless Radio.
Why so serious?
Lawless Entertainment Radio.
Why so serious?
Good evening. This is Catrice, and we're listening to The Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. All right, y'all, I am back. I feel like I have been gone a minute. I know it's just one Thursday, but you know what? Catrice was out working, had to make that money, do what I can. So Buck filled in for me, but you know what? He did a fabulous job as always, because that's why. He's my better half. All right, y'all, we're going to hold it down this evening, and we're going to take it slow, and we're going to play that music for that first 30 minutes. So I want y'all to kick back and chill out. I'm giving y'all 30 minutes to put them kids in the bed, to get your drinks together, to chill out tonight with me till 11 p.m. Eastern. That's how we do. All right, we're going to hit that music, and I'm going to start it off with a little Legacy. That's how we do it, Legacy. Push it, baby. This is Catrice. You're listening to The Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio.
Cash flow on the beat.
It's your girl, Legacy. Now hold on a minute. This song ain't for everybody. Only sexy people. So come on, baby.
Flex myself on you when I make it feel so good. So just bend me over from the back. I want a big shot.
sure y'all catch me in the chat room while I'm playing these hits. Support your local come up, independent, unsigned, underground artists. This is how we do it. Lawless Radio, baby. Hold tight. Can't stop mine, King B.
steady playing the same game. Don't be messing with the same lane, make a damn change. Before the fame, I was watching all your moves, girl. The way that you walk, the way that you talk, feeling you, girl. Jumping the fence, against the end, it's all new, girl. Put a diamond on your finger, all new. If you're falling in love, baby girl, come here. I'm here.
Open up for you, and ain't nobody but it's you. Ain't nobody that is you.
All right, we got 15 more minutes of the music, but I want to kind of get y'all ready and set up. All right, so the possible topics for this evening is how to actually give good head. Good head, suck dick, blow job, you know, go down from the scrotum all the way up to the tip. I don't know. Make sure them kids in the bed because we're going to have some conversation. We're going to talk about sucking dick. Be right back. What you drinking on, Mississippi? I'm going to be right back. And baby, this is just for you, running Donnie Williams.
Keep on running, y'all.
Keep on running, y'all. back. Welcome back. This is Catrice. You're listening to The Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. It is Thursday night, and we are chilling, doing our thing. Mississippi Red, I see you, baby. Do you see me? I see my video on. Got that video. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and bring on Mississippi Red. What's going on, y'all? How y'all doing this evening?
Hey, we doing good. Thank God I'm feeling better. Looking better. Everything is working out for me. That's right.
Lawless. All right, can y'all see me?
Yeah, we can see you.
Okay, perfect. That's what we do. All right, y'all, so we're taking it easy this evening. We're doing what we can and making it happen and making it work. All right, so tonight, well, first, I need to just kind of put my hands out, you know, give Buck a hand, because Buck held it down for me. It was a last-minute situation. I need him to fill in for his lady, and he did a great job, and I truly, truly appreciate it. Truly appreciate it.
He did what he did.
He held it down for us. Mr. Brent, I'm glad you're back. I'm glad you're looking good, feeling well.
Had to be back. Appreciate it.
That's what's up. What's up, Mel?
Hey.
Hi, I see that hand. Hi. All right, y'all. You know what? We're going to talk about various different things tonight, and I'm actually leave the good stuff for last. But you know what? We're going to kind of add on to the sex trick, because I think Buck talked about relationships, you know, how long you've been in a relationship and, you know, what your relationship is like. And actually, what we're going to do, we're going to go ahead and take it to a whole nother level. All right? We're going to take that level to say, you know, what do you do when you try to shake somebody off? Can you shake them off? Is it possible to shake somebody off? Can you really, really handle them? You know, some people say, you know what, it's hard for me to do what I can, and I can't do it. So I see what's going on. So y'all tell me what you think. 646-478-5209. You make sure them kids are in the bed and y'all chilling out. I got the video on, so make sure y'all go to lawlessradio.com. Go click the chat. You can actually see me on video. I believe you'll be able to see Mississippi Red on video. If we get everybody on video, we'll just have a nice little video orgy. No. All right, no, I ain't going to go there. Make sure y'all go to lawlessradio.com. Hit that listen to chat, and y'all can hear me and actually see me doing my thing, chilling out. You know, this is my drink. This is my drink for the evening. I'm drinking some coffee. You know, I was going to get some liquor, but I said, you know what, I don't feel like being drunk tonight. I think I just need to just kind of be high off caffeine. And so y'all gonna get that other kind of high, you know. So, you know, let me give me a little sip here. You have to do what you can and how you do it and make you feel good and be all nice and, oh, my goodness. All right, y'all. So let's do some chat here. Let's chat about, you know, just living life, period. See that you got life. You know, because a lot of people, you know, they take things for granted. You know, they do whatever the hell they want to do. And then, you know, as they get older, things start to catch up with you. And then you're like, man, if I woulda, shoulda, coulda did this, I wouldn't be in the situation that I'm in. So, you know, have you ever experienced something where you're like, man, I wish I woulda just did like this, and then I wouldn't be where I am right now? You know, what about you, Mississippi? Have you ever felt that way?
Yeah, I kind of feel that way right now.
Yeah. Because, you know, a lot of people deal with things, you know, and they're sitting there like, man, if I didn't do this, man, if I didn't do that. I'd be thinking about, you know, I'd be going back, you know, when we were shorties, how we could, like, run down the street and do whatever we wanted and not be out of breath. Shit, I could damn near walk up a flight of stairs and my ass trying to hold on, huffing and puffing, trying to figure out, whew, my goodness, how I'm going to get by. You really can't do it. So you never know what you can and can't do because you got to figure out how to live that life, right? So, how, I mean, now that you're older, what is it that you wish you didn't do back then that you have to stop doing now? Y'all hit me up, 646-478-5209. Mississippi, is there anything you wish you didn't do back then that you wish you're not going to do now? Uh-oh. He said his signal fading out. All right, that's cool. But you know what? You can always hit us up in the text message. Go ahead and hit us up in the chat, and he'll get back, and we'll make sure that signal so we can hear him. All right, y'all hit me up, 646-478-5209. This is Catrice. You're listening to The Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. All right, I am in the chat room. You can see me live in the chat room. I'm broadcasting live. You can see the video. What you need to do is go to lawlessradio.com, click that listen to chat, join the chat room, and you can actually see me sitting right here in my office. It's junky as hell, but it's an office, so, you know, a lot of people can't, you know, be happy they got one. So, you know what, you can see me right here in the office, and we can chat. All right, let's see. We got a call on the line. 7-7-1-4-1. This is Catrice. Who's this on the line?
Your brother Jamal.
What's up, Jamal? How you doing this evening?
I'm good.
You're good. Okay, y'all, I had to put them glasses back on. I can't be straining my eyes. But y'all make sure y'all, so if you see me, if you got a glare, I got a glare on my eyeglasses. You see me out there on the video. I had to put the glasses on. You know, I'm getting old. I can't be walking around no glasses, and then my eyes going to be hurting and all that crap. All right, so tonight we're going to do a series. We're going to build it up. So earlier when I logged in, we're going to talk about giving good quality head, but you know what? We're going to leave that for last, okay? But what I want to talk about today is, what is it have you done back in the day that you just can't do right now because you're too old right now? So, Ma, what is it have you done back in the day? You know how you were short as you could run and play and jump, you know, you can run up a flight of stairs, no problem. Now, your ass is huffing and puffing, can't breathe, got to catch your breath. You know, what things you wish that you can do now that you can't do no more?
Ooh, I used to could run so fast when I was young. I was just so athletic. I don't know what the hell I can do now. And I thought I was Bruce Lee too. You know, all of us thought in the early '80s we thought we was all Bruce Lee because we watched Kung Fu Sunday. You know.
Mm-hmm. Right. You could jump up and do whatever you wanted.
We could flip and kick and, you know, we would kick each other and stuff and do everything we saw on TV. And I don't know what the fuck I can do. Excuse me. I don't know what I can do now.
You know, a lot of people say that, like, man, I wish I can do this. I wish I can do that. And, you know, your parents used to tell you, when you get my age, you're going to remember. You're going to remember what I said. And you'd be like, whatever, man. You know, you don't know what you're talking about. Whatever. But now I see.
Stuff is popping. You kneel down, knees popping. And
man, you know how you can just jump out the bed and just go into the bathroom, just jump right back in the bed? Now, when you got to wake up in the middle of the night to go pee, you got to actually sit up and catch yourself.
Oh, no. No. Talk to my wife. Who gets up? Just pee on yourself. My wife says, Jamal, you dripping anyway. Just point the other way. Don't even get up. It don't even work the same. Just pee on your leg. She said, what is that smell? I said, I peed on myself, honey. I'm 39. I just peed on myself. It's okay. Yes, that's the truth. That is the truth. Don't worry about aim. Don't worry about aim. Just turn to the left and pee.
You
don't have to worry about aim anymore. You know,
Man, I know, man, I went to the bathroom one day, I'm sitting here, and I'm saying, like, man, why is it taking me forever just to squat? You know, it's like I got to hold on to the sink just to go down. Normally, I could just, like, pop it up, hey, there I go, I'm ready, you know? Now, I'm like, shoo, knees getting hurting. I'm hearing things on my knees I ain't never heard before.
Uncle told me too much information. He said he had carpal tunnel on his left hand. He said he had to switch his left hand to his right hand to do a number two. He said I had carpal tunnel. Jamal, I'm 50 some years old. I had to move to my right hand.
What? Man, you know what?
His left hand kept locking up.
That's deep when your hand lock up on you. You can't even wipe your ass. Now that right there is deep. That, I mean,
TMI.
That's deep. You know what I noticed is like that peripheral vision is starting to mess with me too. You know how you be like Johnny on the spot, you can see things from the corner of your eye. Now you gotta like turn your head. You know? You gotta look. That peripheral vision is not as good as it used to be. And then you feel like, man. See, the only people that really understand what I'm talking about is the ones that are about to turn 40. You know,
that's
you're
up.
In the age,
that's
man, you know, if you're 39, you're going to turn
that's
40
up.
This year or next year, you're feeling these symptoms and you're trying to figure out what it is, and you don't want to ignore them, but really, it's old age, getting old, you know, and I remember one thing when I went to my 10-year class reunion, this guy said to me, he said, "Watch, man, you know, on our 20-year reunion, we're not going to see as many people here." And I was like, "Why do you say that?" He's like, "This is when everybody find out what's wrong with them."
You saw more ball spots. more Michael Jordan. So
I was like,
more Michael Jordan. more salt and pepper goatees.
Man, I'm like,
and
man.
Then,
So, you know, I went to, you know, our 20-year reunion, and sure enough, you know, you got folks with canes, you know, people ain't moving as swiftly as they used to, you know, you got folks walking around, you know, saying, you know, man, I just can't do it no more. You ask them if they want a drink, they're like, nah, man, you know, I used to be an alcoholic. I'm like, damn, what?
Well, there's a walk. There's a late 30s walk. And you ever notice a woman in her late 30s and 40s, even if she's got a nice body, she's got like a walk that lets you know she's a little aged. She don't have that bop like them girls in their 20s have.
Yeah. And those ones up there, what's up, Mel? Hey, Mel. those ones up there. Those ones that, you know, wear them high, them 3-inch, 4-inch heels and drop down flat. You know, you're like, where your heels at, girl? Where your heels at, girl? Shoot, I done dropped on down to my flats. I done did what
Flats.
I
flats.
Man, I went to, I was at the store and I was talking to this woman because, you know, I talk to everybody, you know, I run into. It's just who I am. So I was at the store and I was talking to this woman and she turned around and she said, you know, she asked me how old I was and I told her, you know, I said, I'm 39, I'll be 40 this year. And she's like, me too. She said, but let me tell you something. You remember when bread was like 10 cents? And I just looked at her. And I'm like, yeah. She said, "This is some BS, man. I'm about to pay $1.80 for a loaf of bread." I'm like, "Well, you can go on over there to Aldi's across the street. They got it for 99 cents." You know?
Yeah.
I mean, we can work it out. We can work it out. All right, y'all, hit me up 646-478-5209. This is Catrice. You're listening to the Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. Y'all make sure y'all go to Lawless Radio Awards. That's www.facebook.com/ Lawless Radio Awards. You make sure you vote for your girl, Catrice, for the best host right here on Lawless Radio. And you know what? We're going to do a little special touch. I got some things I want to talk about, but I'm going to take a quick break. Y'all be right back. This is the Visible Man, Donnie Williams.
Candy, lovely flowers for her hair. All my love letters. smiling back like she don't care. And when I see her walking down my lonely street, the girl walks right by me like I'm impossible to see. I'm loved unknown soldier fighting for her, but that girl just won't see me, and it's tearing me, it's tearing me, tearing me apart. Invisible to the only girl I love. I'm beating, yeah, yeah, yeah. The girl can't see that it's me. The way you feel about that girl, no other woman ignores my love, obsesses my world. My mind is spinning round and round my feeling so. When will she wake up? 'Cause I'm tired of being invisible.
This is Catrice, and you're listening to The Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. I am chilling. I am off the caffeine, so I'm like hyper. Okay. All right. So you know what? It's going to take me about an hour. In about 45 minutes, 50 minutes, I'm going to start hitting that wall. But you know what? It didn't be time for me to go. So, you know, it's good. I time it out just right. Just right. I got my boy Jamal right here, and then I got me a new call. This is a new number. Do I recognize this number? 7352. This is Catrice. What's up? Who's this in the air? Hello? Are you there?
Hello?
Who? Hello?
This is Mel.
What's Mel? All right. Okay, now I got to get these numbers. Y'all be switching up on me. You think you slick. You know,
it's not being slick. It's just, you know,
his signal faded.
Man, so I'll call it on my phone.
You call on your phone. That's right. All right, Jamal, what you been up to today? What you been into? You been kind of quiet today.
Just getting money.
Just getting that money. That's how you do it. All right, now you got to turn that computer down. I can't have it too. Or put your phone on mute. Somebody got the computer down.
Not me.
Not you. Okay. I got my son walking in and out the room here. See, you see him in the background? He was like the thief in the night. All right, y'all. Let's have a conversation on oral sex, basically. That's what we're going to talk about, okay? And I know we've talked about it before, but you know what? I'm going to go in a whole different direction. We ain't going to talk about oral sex on a woman because, you know what, we always end up talking about that. And then I run into a lot of men that are meeting women that don't like to do it, okay? And with this being 2012, wouldn't you think that, you know, not all women, but most women need to either know how to do it or at least try to attempt to do it? You know, I ran into one girl. She was like, you know what? I'm not putting my mouth on nothing that pee come out of, but he can suck a clit all day long. And I'm sitting there like, well, how are you going to expect him to do you, but you don't do him? I mean, is that fair?
Hmm.
I mean, you know, I mean, is it fair?
Inquiring
now, so,
mind. You want to know
but the thing is, I mean, if you think about it, if your woman say, you can do me as much as you want, but I'm not going to do you, is that going to fly with you?
No.
Just a simple no.
Let's see. I'm 39. Ever since the day I received heaven from a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Every woman that has refused to, they are history.
They are history.
That is the qualification. Just as much as just like if you like a woman, if you like a kisser, if you're a man that likes to kiss, you will try not to end up with a woman that does not kiss. So for a woman to not do that, she's history.
So that's basically what you're calling a deal breaker.
Deal breaker never got the ring.
The deal breaker never got the ring. But you know what? I can feel you on that. I can feel you on that because you know what? I think that it's a requirement. I mean, it's 2012. I'm sorry. You know, we're not in the 80s
anymore.
Everything
that can make you, everything that you can do without taking from my manhood that can make me feel good, you're free to do it.
Well, I mean, you know, cause, you know, some women feel that that's not necessary. I mean, you can't make some women say, well, you can't make me put my mouth on you. You know, that's a disgusting part of your body. Now, how disgusting is it if it's actually going in you? What makes it so disgusting if you don't want to put your mouth on? But you're willing for it. You're willing for him to have sex with you.
Well, remember this: oral sex for a man is a form of power.
Mm. I can't hear you, ma'am. Are you talking, ma'am?
I thought you had quit me. I just thought.
Mm. It's a form of power. It's a form of I'm just speaking for myself, man. I might not be speaking for other guys. It's a form of power. It's a form of domination. You know? Do you remember? You remember the little video I showed you the other day?
Yeah.
Did you laugh at that?
Yes, it was quite funny. It was quite funny.
It was quite funny. So, cause he, I don't think he could dominate anybody.
No, you can't. I mean,
he wouldn't scare anybody with that. And I think a lot of men, who have been, here's another thing too. Some men have been blessed, so why wouldn't they not want to put their thing in that place?
Well, see, ma'am, tell me what you think about it. Do you think it's a requirement now with these years and times that you give oral sex?
I believe if you are with one partner, if you are single and out there, I do not and will not, I cannot put my mouth on just anybody. I'm sorry. I will gag and I will throw up on you and you will really be mad. No, that's just me.
Hmm.
See? And you know what? Hmm. Mel makes a really good point,
that's
though.
Her.
Because if,
that's
but,
her.
But you got to understand. understand, though. She makes a really good point. You can't be out there giving head to every dude until you find the right one. So it's right. Like, it's like you have to be special to do that.
But
you
to
gotta
some women, to some women it's not.
That's like
to some women it's not.
Ring on everybody's finger. Come on, I'm not putting your stuff in my mouth till hey.
You know.
But to some women it means nothing though. See, to some women it's like bubble gum. It means it's just something to chew. It's nothing. Some women it's a special treat. It's a gift. It's on a special day. It's on your birthday. Other women wake up, bam.
There you go. But you know what? Some women just do it for the heck of it. You know what? There are some women that just give oral. Period. They don't even want intercourse.
Mm-hmm. And some men just want head. They don't want a screw.
There are men like that too.
Yeah.
Some men can't screw without getting head.
But if you think about it, if some guy come up, you know, I'm married, so you know, but I'm just saying in general, some guy come up to me and say, you know what, I don't want to have sex with you, I just want you to give me head. I'm gonna look at you like, fool, you crazy.
I understand about this, though. People will put on condoms to have sex, but you will put your mouth
on raw. You will raw it up.
Raw deal.
Put mouth all over.
The raw deal.
Man, you will raw it up before you put your mouth. And you know what? That's a good point, though, Mel. That's a good point. You will strap it up before you strap it up to have sex, but you won't strap it up. Well, I can't feel nothing. If you got your mouth on and you got the condom on it, I can't feel nothing. Well, you know what? You ain't getting none. How about that?
Well, I'm saying, they'll live all over you with nothing on their tongue, and you getting the same disease you will be getting if you why strap it up just because you don't want to have a kid, because that's the only thing you might be missing out on if I had something.
Right. I mean, so Jamal, you said that's a deal breaker for you. So if she ain't getting head, she ain't with you.
That's correct.
He's like, that's correct.
That's correct.
Vice versa. Okay, so there's men out there that don't give head to women. So if she say, well, you know what? If you don't get head, I'm not going to be with you. What if your lady said that to you? You'd be okay with it?
That was my first wife. Remember, that's why she was my first wife.
No, she's no longer your wife now.
My first? Yeah. She did not like to receive. She was uncomfortable.
Mm. She was uncomfortable? How do you be uncomfortable with someone that you are married to? I don't get that.
That nigga lying.
Beautiful girl too, but she did not like to receive. She said she was like, that's okay. I'll just take care of you.
That's okay. You know what, man? No. Mm-mm. You better get your head down there, boy, and get the sucking. Oh, yeah. You better get with it. That's okay. What's up, Mississippi? What you say?
Okay, I'm going to say first and foremost, I know, bruh, I don't know you, you know, whatnot, and never touched you in my life, but I think you're lying. Because I'm going to tell you something. I've been eating pussy since I was 12 years old.
Okay, yeah, but watch what you say now. Remember, watch what you say. We in the mainstream, so go ahead.
Oh.
You think I'm lying about what? About her? My first wife?
What you just said, you just said what you just said. You know, you saying she don't like it or whatever.
She did not. No, yes, my first wife did not like to receive.
But you can't say the man is lying, Mississippi, because there's a lot of women that don't like it.
She did not like it. She did not like it. I have a tendency. I'm going to tell you the truth. I have a tendency, no matter how much I've been out here, how much I've been a hoe in my life, I have a tendency to attract women who act like they freaky.
Right.
Give you a little bit. This is the story of my life. And then, whether you ring them, engage them, kick it with them steady, eventually they turn into Mother Teresa. And this is the issue. A lot of men, especially married or men in committed relationships, they always complain. Like, just like I told my wife, when you die, I'm getting me a second wife. Because I got some more. Even at 60, 70, I'm gonna have some more years left in me because, you know, I'm being preserved. I'm being preserved because, you know, marriage is a mother when it comes to sex. Like I told you, women, sex changes in marriage. So.
Yeah, I hear that. Yeah. I hear what you're saying.
Do you think, okay, wait a minute, that's another point, though. Do you really think that sex changes once you get married?
Hell yeah.
Really?
Now I'm on marriage number two, and I can tell you that. If I don't know nothing, I can tell you that.
Mississippi Red, now what you were saying, Mississippi?
For women, it does, because once they get in that midlife level, because due to menopause and whatnot, once they get in their 40s, 50s, it changes for them. But, hell, Jimmy Durante had a baby at 90. He was damn near 100. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, now, I don't think it changes for all women, because right now I'm going to the premenopausal stage and I can't stay off buck. So I'm it's like a cat in heat right now. So you have to figure out what you gonna do. Not all women like that. I mean, because some women they can love sex from the time they start getting it to the time they die. You know, as long as you laying it down, you got it. Go ahead, ma'am.
Now, I was saying I agree with that, because I think my sexual drive, I might not agree with the sex life because it's the partner that you choose, but my sexual drive and the things that I'm willing to do and experiment with have gotten increased over the years. So I'm interested in different things now that I've gotten older. I'm not quite 40 yet. I got some years, a couple years, but I don't believe that's true. Because I didn't know nothing about sex at 21 or 22, you know. I mean, not like now.
There's different levels of knowing about sex. There's real different levels. I mean, there's, you know, from him sticking it in you, saying, oh, okay, I guess that feel good, to you actually feeling the sensation of, yes, okay, now I'm getting the groove. You know, we have to learn the motions. It's like you really start getting your emotions. Sometimes you go from just laying there to actually participating, you know. Then you go from, okay, you know what, I'm going to try this position, I'm going to do this. And you know what? Okay, maybe bounce on and turn around on and sit on and do whatever I can. You know, then you start inquiring different things, and that's how you grow sexually. But see, the thing is, if you don't do it, you won't know.
There will be less brothers in the club driving their cars with their rims right now looking to pull women if more brothers had a steady sex life. These booty clubs, a lot of this stuff that men do to facilitate getting booty and meeting women, going to Walmart, you know it, a lot of these men would be like, I'm getting what I need at home. It would be less creeping, it would be less baby mamas. A lot of this stuff that's opened up when men are not taking care of in the bedroom, it would be a done deal if they could just sow their oats with one good woman that pleases them.
But you know what? That goes for women too. If a woman is not getting where she is, she's not being sexually satisfied, she is going to seek satisfaction.
But watch this. I think men complain about quantity. Women complain about quality. Because I'm gonna tell you the truth. Most brothers who are deprived, they're just glad to be getting some. They want something steady. Women complain about quality. A woman can get hit many more times than a man can pull a woman. So, but men, we're just happy to get some. We don't know if we did a good job or not. A woman will kick you out of her bedroom if you ain't doing it right.
You right about that. You thumbs up on that one, bud.
we just glad to get some. We don't know what the hell we did to you. We don't care if you came or whatever, but we probably won't get called back. But a woman is like, look, she can line up five dudes. If one of them do it right, he'll be a man. A man does not care. He just say, man, what did you enjoy? No, I just got some. I'm cool. I got some. Right. I got some coming tomorrow, too. We just glad to get some.
What you say, Mel?
No, I was just saying, well, I'm make a comment to what he just said, and that's why your woman will cheat on you.
Because you ain't doing it. You ain't doing nothing.
Because what you don't understand is women love sex probably more than men do. Really, we get more gratification out of it because y'all just get child, you know, y'all just get your orgasm. But we take it to a whole nother level.
She's in tune. If you're in tune with that.
Right.
But you got a lot of sisters who are too, I was talking to the brother the other day about sex and control and domination. Now watch this. You got some sisters who are educated. Let's compare two type of women. You got some sisters out here who lay down to get bills paid. They would do something, anything to pay their bills and feed their kids. Now watch this. Compare this to the sister who says, I got an education. I don't have to lay down like the mother sister that walk around in the flip-flops. Look how different sex will be different in her life compared to the woman that makes her living pimping dudes and getting her bills paid. That sister with the education who thinks sex is just for manipulation, she won't open her legs up too much, which is why most brothers will tell you the so-called educated sisters sometimes are the ones who are the most frigid in the bedroom because they don't play the same sex games that the women who are what they call the regular woman. They don't play them same sex games because they don't view sex to be the same gratification. So they pay their own bills. How you like that one?
I personally think that we all enjoy sex the same way. It's just like I will be the one not looking for anything after. I'd probably be married anyway or in a committed relationship. I don't go around having random sex. But for those who do, I think it's still all the same.
Right.
Unless you're a prostitute or something, you just getting a quick and just going on.
Okay, but let me tell you.
But you don't wait. So you don't wait. Remember this. So you don't think on the highest level, you don't think marriage is prostitution?
Oh, wow. Now come on now. Wow. What?
You don't think marriage is, you don't think I didn't say just for the woman. You don't think marriage is prostitution?
How is marriage prostitution?
You don't think the dynamic of you getting what you want, I get what you get what I want. You don't think on so many levels, financial assistance, help around the household, protection around the household. You don't think some of those things are prostitution? You can't put on a piece of paper, I know he's with me because of this. I know she's with me. You don't think we all exercise our different powers over one another, like the pimp and the hoe?
Everybody, honey, if you would cook more, if you would sweep more, if you would keep the house a little cleaner, if you would drop the kids off of me, maybe I would have more time to give you some.
Well, maybe if you show me, more respect to do this and that, there's a direct correlation with some men, how much money they bring home in comparison with how much sex they get at home. You think a man wants to just drop money on a woman he don't get no sex from?
Okay, I see what you're saying, because a woman would do what woman would do. No, because the no. I don't see it as prostitution. I mean, I just
it's pimping.
But I don't know. Buck was able because he ain't feeling good tonight. I was
because you don't want the label. You don't want the label. That label is stinging
you. I'm just saying. I don't think I'm pimping out my husband for what I want. I'm on my next break. I'm gonna ask him. I'm saying, am I pimping you?
You don't like the label. That label is stinging you.
No, no, the label, you, I mean, you know, prostitution is prostitution.
Prostitution,
but, you know,
is prostitution.
I'm just curious.
What?
I was just curious if Jamal has ever been married.
Yeah, Jamal's married now.
What? Me?
Oh, well,
I've been married?
Yeah,
hey,
Jamal's on number two. So do you think your wife is a prostitute?
Oh, I think I'm getting tempted and she's getting tempted.
Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I mean, you...
pimping, and you know what? Pimping is also an exchange. Prostitution and pimping is also just the exchange. It's also bartering. It's a lot of bartering going on in pimping.
It's part of the barter system rather than pimping and rolling.
I don't know.
Well,
I'm gonna have to call the buck and see.
For each other, that's the
thing. Is in my mind, prostitution is sex. You are being paid a certain amount of money. They ask you how much. You tell them you have sex with them. To me, that's what prostitution is.
Me too.
Now,
Hold on a second.
Let me just tell you my view. Okay. That's what I think where prostitution is. Now, being married and being in a relationship, I consider that companionship. This is someone that you are committed to. A prostitute will go to several different people to get what they want. And what they want is money so they can survive. In my mind, I don't think marriage is a form of prostitution. Because marriage is a form of commitment. You are committed to one person. You are having sex with one person. They are not paying you to have sex with them. You all are sharing the things in one household and collectively coming together in one household to do the things that you need. I don't see that as prostitution. In some ways, I see where you're coming from, where you can probably view that as prostitution. However, marriage is not a form of prostitution. It's a form of companionship, somewhere where you're going to live the rest of your life with, that you're only going to have sex with that one person for the next 10, 20, 30 years until they die. And there you go. That's what I see. That's how I see it. You know, I don't see it as a form of prostitution, which is very interesting. But now
there are a lot of elements.
Well, that's true. So let's
there are a lot. That's what I mean.
Okay, well let's break it down. Let's break it down. Okay, so there's the element within marriage. You have a husband and a wife. They have responsibilities and requirements in the home to make sure the home is functional. Okay. So the husband goes to work. The wife stays home, take care of the kids. Now, is she pimping him because he bringing in the money, or is he pimping her because he bringing in the money? Like, here, baby, here's some money. Here's your allowance for you to help take care of the kids, in which we had together. Is that a form of prostitution? Is she pimping him?
What I'm saying is, anytime you stretch the dynamics of what you're getting from your woman or your man versus vice versa, when it adds up, where you feel that you know only reason she or he is doing what they do for you because you are scratching their back, meaning maybe the way you provide for them is a direct correlation for how clean they keep the home. What makes him pick up the kids when he wouldn't normally want to pick up the kids? Why does she wake up and cook you breakfast? Maybe as soon as you lose your good job, the sex falls off. Maybe the hot meals fall off. Different things that you can do. When you can put it like this, marriage is not always just seeing. If you can write it down on a piece of paper, why is she with me? Why is he with me? And you can see
all the reasons where you feel manipulated, that's a form of prostitution. When you can really see, I know why he's with me, I know why she's with me, because I do this for him.
But
I
no,
mean this for her.
They can't. Okay, but okay, you can't be with a person because you just love them.
I understand all those ideals, but have you been out here in the game and you've experienced a lot, you'll see the love is very thin. I remember the love that you're talking about, but I'm just saying, as it becomes more of a business, then you start to see, damn, it's a cold world out
here.
Go ahead, Mississippi. Okay, I just got back into the convo. I will say this much. You can be married to somebody that you love and loves you back, but I'm not going to be married to somebody and we both living in my mama's basement. There's going to be some money involved somewhere. So, like in this situation, me and not married. Listen, we shack up. I'm the breadwinner. I tell her I bring home the bacon. You just make sure you cook it. Okay, I'm the one that had to make the money for the house. She does everything else about, you know, she does all of what a woman supposed to do for her man. And if we get married, that's what the Bible says a woman supposed to do for her husband. But if we don't get married, then, she's still supposed to do that for me, because eventually I might feel like marrying her ass. When
you,
she stops
you might. Your ass gonna get slapped. That's not his ass.
Frank on that one. Check it out. She had to take a couple sips.
I see that. Man, that was up. Okay, y'all, give her a kiss now. You better make it up, man. All right, y'all hold tight. I'm going to take about a 10-minute break. I'll be right back. This is Catrice. You're listening to The Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio.
Who wants to be a millionaire? Whipping foreign cars. Who wants to be a millionaire? Looking like a star. Who wanna be a millionaire? Who wanna be a millionaire? I wanna be a millionaire. Who wanna be a millionaire? I do, player. Who wanna be a millionaire? Hit the lotto, sign me a record deal, or be an athlete, a baller, stack me some major chills, maybe an actor or a model, pitching me Hollywood under the bright lights, no street lights, children about the hood, college funds for all four of them, believe me, they ain't gonna want for nothing, struggle for so long, I knew change was coming, searching for a meal, dollar bills, got me craving money, I got expensive taste, all I speak about is money, I'm striking rich one day, mark my words, you see it coming, that's why you hating, yeah. Got to stick down to your stomach. See me moving forward. Why you haters falling far behind? I'm on a mission, and my mission is for me to shine. Money living large. Who wants to be a millionaire? Whipping foreign cars. Who wants to be a millionaire? Looking like a star. Who wanna be a millionaire? Who wanna be a millionaire? I wanna be a millionaire. Who wanna be a millionaire? I do, player. Who wanna be a millionaire?
I'm blowing ounces of the loud, nigga. Pop a couple bottles for him in the crowd, nigga. We in the VIP and you are not allowed, nigga. Just ask your girl if she can tell you, shut it down, nigga. I make a movie every time I'm in your town, nigga. I hit the booty club and watch I make it hurricane. Drop $100 in the mall and buy up everything. First, I'ma buy that watch, I'ma buy that drop, I'ma buy that chain. Buy that house, I'ma buy that rain. Buy your bitch if you give me brain. Buy some stocks, I'ma buy some blocks.
Who wants to be a millionaire? Looking like a star. Who wanna be a millionaire? Who wanna be a millionaire? I wanna be a millionaire. Who wanna be a millionaire? I do, player. Money on the table, money everywhere, money, money, I'ma make more.
on. $1 million dreams, for the bill and the Gucci bag. I got that boosted cash, get it quick and spend it fast. Money on the floor, I got money on the table. Money, I'ma blow, money, money, I'ma make more.
Money living large, who wants to be a millionaire? Whipping foreign cars, who wants to be a millionaire? Looking like a star, who wanna be a millionaire? Who wanna be a millionaire? I wanna be a millionaire. Who wanna be a millionaire?
To be a legend when I put together my first rhyme. Assault with a deadly weapon was my first crime. Homie, I'm talking about a pen, not a tech nine. Oh, loaded, I need some bubble telling. Keep these haters off me. I go to Taj Melon for acting too bossy. I'm a big deal. Wake up and smell a coffee. I hope God forgive Rob for all the sinning. I don't listen. Deep swimming is fine women. Smoke piffing, no pipe, dust twisting. I'm like Popeye, I'm stronger with me spinach. Well, blow one down. Everybody clap your hands if you feel my sound. All the girls without a man, we can peel on now. You want a rag? Let me feel your mouth. Becky's and they all say I rock totally. Cowards think they holy when they holding heat. Anti-Christ bullet shattering your rosary. Them haters was supposed to be the older G's. Now we taking over, we who they supposed to be. We them future stars, next big thing. Hate them has-beens, hanging on a string. And I ain't talking about loose ends. I just wanna live, let me get my 2 cents. I'm a wildebeest, with a will to eat. I'd rather be laid up with a million freaks. Get in my back rub, in the jacuzzi, I'm too big for the bathtub. Lil mama, all I wanna do is have fun, and let me see you clap on.
This is Catrice, you're listening to The Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. I am video chatting with Mel and Mississippi Red. Y'all can go ahead to www.lawlessradio.com and hit click to listen. And you can see me sitting right here chatting with you. I am live. I'm in video. I'll say hey to you. You know, you can talk to me. That's what we do. We got Jamal and Mississippi Red and Mel out there. Y'all hold tight. I'll be right back. This is Hello, Lady PJ.
Hey.
Y'all, I'm back. This is Katricia listening to The Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. I am chilling with Mel and Mississippi Red and my homeboy Jamal. We just kind of chilling, having some conversation. Now, Jamal kind of striked up a conversation. I went in the room and I asked Buck, does he think marriage is a form of prostitution? He's like, who said that? And I said, Jamal. He said, y'all on this West Side thing going on. Everybody got to blame it on the West Side. Why, you know, he always be joning on me. He says, man, you know, your West Side come out every so often. I'm not sure. You know, that West Side. Y'all can't be playing with the West Side. See, when you're married to somebody that comes from a whole nother side, come from the same city in which you live in, and they live on the whole nother side of the city, and you lived on the whole nother side of the city, and y'all come together, that, you know, that just kind of gives a really different kind of mix, you know. And I always got to tell them that, you know, I always got to remind them sometime that remember where you met me. You met me on the West Side, so you had to come from the South Side to the West Side to find the quality lady in which you got. So you have to remember that. That is so, so important. Like, whatever. Yes.
And my wife always tells me to drop. She always says, I get so sick of you and that West Side so-and-so, because she's from New York, and she's just,
okay.
I just get so sick of you, she said, because it's just all over you. She said, I just get so sick of. But I'm going to tell you this. My conscience was bothering me, because I was like, okay, you putting that stuff out there on the radio, what you think. I want to apologize because one thing I want to say is when you hit, I'm a product, like we all are, of our relationships. And from my experience, all the things that I've experienced with women, the type of women I have encountered, and we are talking about 15 years in what city are we in now?
Right.
Atlanta. Whoever's in listening from somewhere else, let me tell you something. Atlanta, well, you better step your game up when you come to Atlanta. So, if you've never been to Atlanta, it's really hard to understand when we tell you about the level of game. Atlanta is such a sexual city. The things that people do, the places where people put their thing is not just what we were taught in sex education. So, this place is a trip. So when you encounter women and men who grew up in that, where a man is just used to find women everywhere and grows up not giving up about women, it blows your mind coming from Chicago where we were just so glad to just find one woman that would stand in front of us and take a bullet. So it's very different. So as you start to go through all the different rigors of learning women and why she with me, why is he with me, you know, the women say, well, maybe because I'm fine or whatever, because this and that, and you go through all these little games that exist down here in Atlanta, it does warp you. So finally when you put the ring on, you bring some of those ideals into your marriage, and a lot of them are true. So sometimes I don't think marriage is prostitution, but there are a lot of elements of prostitution in marriage, right?
In the marriage, okay. I see. That's right. You know, we can give it that. You can give it that. Mel in Mississippi, y'all sitting there, and you all come from two different areas. I mean, two different personalities. Isn't that right? But I mean, two very different personalities.
Yes.
So you have to see that, you know, it's how you click with somebody to really understand them, to see. Because some people will say, you know what, how can you be with somebody like that? And then, Jamal, you make a good point. When I moved down here to Atlanta, I realized that the women here are very different, are very, very different. Especially the born, and I, you know, I'm not now listening now to all my listeners. You know,
don't jump on me
because you know, I think y'all got issues. But I'm just saying that you know, to have a man and to be with a man, there's things that you need to do to keep your man. And you don't walk on a layer of gold and expect him to do whatever you like, you know, because it's the South, and Southern women have a different perspective on relationships than us Midwestern women.
And that's okay. That's what I was trying to really talk about when I said prostitution. Mm-hmm. Now, there is a look. I'm serious. If you're not in Atlanta, you've never been here since '97.
Mm-hmm.
There is some selling going on down here.
There's some serious selling going on down here.
There's some real selling going on down here. I know it happens everywhere.
Let me give you an example. I know this girl that's not from Atlanta, but she's come down here, and she has basically turned herself into a prostitute.
A professional,
okay? She has literally turned herself into a professional and has made it a claim where she will sleep with any man to get what she needs. Because in her mind, she says, this is how Atlanta do it. You got to hustle. If you want something, you're going to hustle your ass to get what you need. And in my mind, I ain't hustling shit because this shit is good, and I ain't got to be trying to get you to sleep with everybody for me to get what I want. I can just sleep with one, and I get everything that I need. So, and a lot of women don't understand that, you know, and I and they feel that they have to go out and and find four or five different what we call sponsors.
So did you hear what? Did you hear what you just said about? You just said a little bit part of marriage. You just said sponsor. You just
sponsor.
Said buyer. You just said one person.
One person. One person is going to satisfy what you
so
need.
So there's an element of it right there. That's an element of marriage that is very similar to prostitution.
Go ahead, Mississippi.
Okay, I would like to say this. Everything everybody talking about women in Atlanta, and I'm going to tell you something. Atlanta is just like D.C. Most people who live there ain't from there. So they go down there to bring their business ventures into the fold, into the mix. But they not from there. Am I making a good point?
Right. There's a lot of transplants. There are definitely a lot of transplants here.
Right.
But you know what? These transplants adapt to the way of the South very quickly.
The chicken wings are bigger here, as I say. The chicken wings are bigger here. And a lot of these girls go up here.
Hold on a second, Jamal. Now what you saying?
No, I was saying I lived in Atlanta for like 2 years, and actually when I lived there, I hated it.
You hated it.
What did you think about the women here in Atlanta? I lived in Savannah, but I didn't like Atlanta. You need to come to the real ATL, not Savannah. The real ATL. I went to Augusta, then I went down to Savannah and Richmond Hill. But I'm just saying, I didn't like Atlanta like that.
Let me ask you this question, Mel. Tell me, in Atlanta, when you were living here in Atlanta, what did you think about the women here in Atlanta?
I just think pretty much they are too, without offending anyone, it was just too, you overly do yourself to throw yourself at people. And it was a lot of, like when the freaks come out of night type stuff. I mean, people just, you know, hey, I don't know.
They want that life. They want that life down here. It's a life. It's a lifestyle.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The lifestyle.
The lifestyle.
Not,
they want their life. They want their life down here. The care. Some of the stuff that you look at the hairstyles. You look at the, like me, us growing up in Chicago, we were exposed to for me growing up, I saw divas. I saw one girl come in there, head to toe, hair was looking good, feet, outfit, turn the whole place out. This place, the women's, the quality, the hair, the everything is cheap, it's ghetto, it's colorful, it's flamboyant. It's to attract. It's to lure. It's provocative. It's not classy.
It's just overboard, really.
Very. Very. And I do agree with that. It is very, very overboard because you sit and you think you're like, man, it's the difference of how you okay, let me start over. I when I came down here, I was almost like, I don't know if I made the right decision, because how can I actually be friends with you and you are so superficial? Where is the realness of you? What makes you and not what makes the society and where you live in? Because when I first moved down here, the first person to ask me, they said, well, where you live at? And I say, I live in Decatur. Oh, you live in the deck. That's where it's happening, blah, 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 this and this. And I'm saying to myself, well, hell, this is where I ended up. I mean, okay. You know, Decatur didn't look like no different than, you know, Austin and Madison to me, but
it's
okay.
The first place I moved. When I moved, that's the first neighborhood I moved to.
Okay.
And it's still comfortable. That's what I still call my home. When I moved here, I embraced Decatur.
Exactly.
Everything
and
I was used to.
Exactly. I still live in Decatur. Okay, and I feel like it's home. This is the closeness to what I consider home that I can possibly think of. Now, I did live in Lithonia, and I kind of thought of that almost, it wasn't close to Oak Park, but it was almost similar. But, you know, but I felt more comfortable in Decatur because I still got a mix. I got a mix of, I can go to one side of Decatur and I feel like I'm in Oak Park. I can go to a whole other side of Decatur and I feel like I'm standing right there on the corner of Austin. You know, so, you know, hell, Central Avenue if you really want to get deep with it. But, you know, it is what it is. And I think that a lot of the women don't really understand that, you know, there's a certain way that you have to act. Now, Charmaine, she's chiming in here, and she's saying, you can say whatever you want about the ATL, but don't talk about the strip club. Okay, now, the strip club's a whole nother different story. Now, the strip clubs here are off the damn chain. Now, me and Buck go to the strip club, and we'll, man, them strip clubs are off the chain now. I can't say that. I'm going to give it to you, Charmaine. Yes, because I will have a good damn field day at the strip club. And, you know, I'm going to give a little props to Club Onyx because that's the only one that I seem to like. You know, everybody else, all the girls sitting on the stage, they got bullet wounds in their ass. You know, but any kind, you know, that's the whole
thing. Got to make a living. Try to make a living.
Try to make a living with the red hair, the green hair, the orange hair. Try to make a living. Try to make a living. All right, you hit me up, 646-478-5209. I'm in the chat room live. You can see me. I do have the video on for the first time, so you can actually see me. Charmaine say, whoop, whoop, the Club Onyx. Onyx is the bomb. You know what, y'all? We all need to get together and just go to Club Onyx together. And y'all see exactly what I'm talking about. If you ain't never been to Onyx, that right there is off the chain right there. Y'all hit it, 646-478-5209. Make sure you get Lawless Radio Awards. That's facebook.com/Lawless Radio Awards. Make sure you vote for Katrice.
Mississippi Red.
There you go. We're talking about the best fan. We got Mississippi Red and Mel. They're neck and neck in the votes right now. You got me. Me and TL's about 10, 15 votes ahead of me. We need to get that up. We can't have the chairman beat the girl of Lawless out. All right. Y'all make sure y'all check out the best of the best rap, the best R&B. Y'all hit us up. We're going to have a great award show December 12th, 2012. We are going to do it. We're going to have it pumping, me and the chairman. Going to lay it down. We're not sure where it's going to happen at, but you know what? We're going to be all decked out, dressed, ready to go, hitting it up.
I'll
supporting your local come-up. This is what we do right here on Lawless Radio. We support our local come-up. So all the music that I play on this show is from an underground, unsigned, independent artist. And the goal of Lawless Radio is to get people's music out there so they can hear the music and they can get signed to a major label or signed to Lawless. That's all up to you. All right, y'all. So we having some general conversation this evening. We actually talked about the lack thereof on why women don't actually give oral sex. And we really weren't talking about the man giving oral because I kind of want to touch on that because there are a lot of men out there that just won't do it. And I'm saying, you know, the Mississippi Red stop. There's a lot of men out there that just won't do it. Okay? And I'm just saying, you know, it's 2012. If you're not licking it, you're not getting it. I'm just, you know, that's all I gotta say. I mean, you know.
But look, let me tell you, I'm not gonna tell the whole story, but this is when I first moved to Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
The body spray, it fooled me.
The body spray? Oh!
The body spray fooled me. Hold up, I'm not going to tell the whole story because I'm married. The body spray fooled me, and I ended up in Grady.
No! No!
Grady is the county hospital out here.
Yeah,
spray, the lip gloss was nice, the body was tight, the aroma was right.
Mm.
But guess what? But the body spray, the spray fooled me, and I ended up in Grady. I ended up with the throat clogged up, as they say. The eyes got runny. But wait, hold up. Why did I do that to her? To get some head.
So you can get some head.
You do me, I do you.
And I got the flu,
as they say.
Ooh, so you had some tainted cooch.
So that put me back on a lot of fly looking women, as wouldn't you think? I got real stingy.
Okay, I believe you would get real stingy. Shoot, you know sometimes
I kept my dollars in my pocket.
Don't let them flowers fool you. It may smell pretty.
Even though the body spray will get you.
What'd you say, ma'am?
Did we just say don't be trying to give your tongue and your mouth to everybody? That's what the conversation started out at.
Man, don't, because your tongue will swell up, your eyes will swell up, and then you wonder what the hell done happened.
And that was 98.
Man.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
Okay. It's Mississippi.
Uh-huh.
Okay, you got me. The perfect way to do it, tip of your tongue on her clit. That's it. You ain't got to even do no penetration.
Yeah, but no. But let me tell you this, though. Because where we live, you can't even do that no more. And you still going to
live there. That's why I don't live there.
Because Atlanta is number one. Right now, Atlanta is number one for HIV and AIDS.
With all them bags, yeah.
Right, because women, see, what's happening is women are having sex with these men that are saying that they straight and they bi. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then what happens is you find out, you go to the store one day, and the dude that you was with last night got his little tight little jeans on and a half cut off shirt with his
and
little saute purse on. And you're like, what happened? And heel.
I came up never, and I seen that. My cousin, she was like, girl, you have to ask these men here if they're bi. Because I was like, where I'm from, I mean, you can normally tell. She said, no, you have to ask.
Years ago, I had a woman interested in me. I was doing some service in her home when I was single, and she asked me that question. She said, "No offense, I don't think you are. I don't see anything in you, but I have to ask that." This when I was just working out, swole, Mr. Macho, and I was so offended. She says, "Jamal, you have to ask that in Atlanta." I said, "But how many men just sit around asking women, do you like women?" You don't hear many women, men just ask women that. But in Atlanta, for some reason, the women here freely just ask a brother, do you like men too? Just let me know before we do something. I found that very offensive, but now I've gotten used to it because that's the way Atlanta, that's the nature of Atlanta now.
Yep.
That is the nature of Atlanta.
And I was just visiting.
And New Orleans.
Now New Orleans is a whole different story. Now you're a fool if you can't see come on now, it's clear and obvious. Yeah, I mean, cause they'll come out and tell you right there. In the NO, they definitely come out and tell you. Shoot, they'll ask you, they'll invite you up and say, hey, you know, me and my dude, and you look at him like you and your dude, like what? You know, so yeah. Yeah, they'll come up and ask you if you know what's going on there. I mean, definitely. Shoot. So, you know, you can't mess with it. I mean, nowadays you just can't mess with it. You gotta ask a question. And a lot of dudes are offended by it. But you have to ask. Especially here in Atlanta. And unfortunately that Atlanta is taped that way, but we are the mecca down here of bisexuality. I think this is where bisexuality started.
Maybe the black movement. Maybe.
Maybe. Right.
Three.
You know what? I'm gonna touch on. Right. Exactly. Now let me ask you this. Now Buck and I was watching this show, and actually it's on right now, and I hope he's taping it. But it's called polymology, something like that. And what basically what it is that you have
polygamy.
It's not polygamy, no. Polymigrant. Maybe that's it. Okay. What it is that you have you and your significant other agreed to have someone else in the relationship. So it could be a triad, what they call it, where you bring in another person. So if it's a husband and wife, they bring in a woman, and it's a triad. Or you can have a couple. So you got the standard couple together that you all are intimate with, and then or you have just this one person that you are in a committed relationship. They call it committed relationship. Could you possibly be down with that?
I could.
Her sister's here.
Okay, so what does that mean?
you trying to say you want to steal my sister
on air? I just said I didn't try anything.
I will
her.
Kill you.
I know you will, and you have a knife here, and you know what a piece is.
Right. Anyway,
yeah, I
said that.
Okay, you know what? I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm gonna totally rule it out. But here's the thing: is I know it's like there's a whole lot of rules that are being involved, you know. Now, Buck and I were talking about, and you know, the whole another man having sex with his woman, that's not going to fly, you know. And then I'm on the whole thing, another woman having sex with another man. I'm like, I'm not going sure is that going to fly, you know. And then it's like, you know, if the homie can't get none, you can't either, you know. So you really,
You
heard what I just said.
I wouldn't do it with my husband, but in a relationship, I think if you have, you know, an outside person, I have an outside person, everybody involved knows what's going on, then that's okay.
But can you have a quality relationship?
Huh?
If you want me to marry her, and she's talking about marriage.
I've been talking about marriage. He's lying. Anyway,
After me for 2 weeks.
You have to tear down every structure that makes your relationship normally healthy and normally flow. Like my wife is asleep upstairs. So if a brother can ring the doorbell right now and go get in the bed with my wife and take over the 10 o'clock shift. That would kill me. It's 10:48. If my wife is asleep right now with her curlers, if a Negro rang the doorbell and said, "Jamal, take your keys, I'll take it from here," and my shift, I get to do it tonight. You took the garbage out. You paid the bills. I'll get the sex tonight, Jamal. Thank you. I'll take it from here. It's 10 o'clock. You did your shit. I would go crazy.
Man.
You going to get in the bed with a woman, aren't you? You don't see it like that because we are designed deep inside of us. We are all designed for one on one intimacy. We it's inside of us to fight that to really return back to Adam and Eve. We all are fighting to get back to that in one way or another.
Right.
But some of us is going.
There would be some jealousy involved though. You wouldn't. You know. It's just you can't. I don't know if you can actually. I mean, I was watching the show and I could see. Okay, let me give you an example. Okay, there was a husband. They had a triad. It was a husband and wife. Okay, Mississippi, stop pushing her up on her ass. Okay,
no,
there was a husband and wife.
You want a bathroom? You had to go to the bathroom.
All right, so in the situation here, there was a husband and wife. They were married. They were actually married, and they had another woman as what they call a triad. And this woman lived with them. Okay. Now the wife, she's a teacher, and she was away for about 6 months. Now, while she was gone for these 6 months, she met another dude while she was away. Now, she done fell in love with this other dude. Now, want to bring this other dude into the triad and make it just a four. Now, she's married to this other guy. Now, her husband wasn't tripping, but the girl had a fit, you know. And I'm looking at this. I say, okay, see, this right here is a mess. I don't think that you can actually have a relationship like this and someone not get hurt in the process. First of all,
when you let no other woman or the other man in the relationship, what you saying is, and you're what you admitting is, you've been defeated. What you saying is, another man or another woman can do a better job than you, from the bedroom to the kitchen. That's what you're saying. So I need someone else to do the job right. Either you failing in this room, that room, and most, what are the areas that most of these people bring? What do they usually bring the person in there for? Is it what, more money? Sex, better sex.
Well, I mean, the way they explained it is more companionship. So instead of going out and cheating, quote unquote, you just know about it. You have knowledge about it. That's what they're saying. You have knowledge about it. So I'm just trying to see you. So you mean that you cannot get that physical companionship with just you and your partner? My mind on it is that, you know, either you're going to be with that person that you are with or married to. Now, because there's a difference, because if you're just dating and you all bring somebody else into the relationship, that's totally different than if you're married and you bring somebody else into your relationship.
That's a good topic. That's a good conversation piece. What's the difference between shacking and being married? That's a good topic. Good topic.
It's totally different, isn't it?
It's totally different
to
me.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
And it's not just a piece of paper.
No, it's not.
I'm glad a man finally said that. No, it's not.
I know the chairman said something different years ago. It depends on the couple. You want to be married? Go ahead, get married. If you want to shack up, go ahead, shack up. The chairman himself said that. Y'all might not remember it, but I remember that show.
But the
quite
bad thing is, well,
Rick Grimes.
You can shack up, and if that works for you, and whoever is with you, and they agree to do that, and they're comfortable with that, then
what
that's
about
fine.
Being a bread?
Listen to this. Now, Charmaine says she doesn't agree. She's chatting back and forth. She says she doesn't agree with the open marriage, just having another regular woman to call on a regular basis. You know, you can't be happy with just him. We like to play an extra now and then, but no extra dick, but extra pussy. I mean, there's a lot of couples out there that, you know, women are satisfied with what they have as far as their man is, what their man is doing is satisfying them because he has his penis. But some women would like to have, you know, the extra because there are women that are bi and would like to have that extra. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to add that topic. That's going to be something that we're going to talk about next Thursday. We're going to talk about the differences between being married and having someone extra in your relationship, and being single and having someone extra in your relationship. Because you know what? There's a big difference. I don't think men cannot, and you're right, Charmaine, men cannot handle another man on their woman. You can't. And women can't handle another woman on their man. So...
I ain't got no problem with it.
You say I ain't got no problem with it.
But you have someone that say, get yours, but pay these damn bills. That's been going on for years. When he comes in at 2 a.m. and they say, but where's the money?
He gets mad everywhere we go.
I love one another man.
He gets mad. He be mad
look
when he trying to.
I would not want any woman that the next man wouldn't want.
He,
I love that. I know
okay, but let me tell you, see, okay, but I like that too.
I would love
like,
one
like
of my woman. I'm not gonna fight her. She ain't worth getting killed.
That it turns me on. I like when a woman. We was at a restaurant and this woman was looking at my husband up and down. I was in the background looking at.
Right.
And I like, and I'm sitting here like, go ahead, look, girl. And that was turning me on. I'm like, good, because he can't go home with you.
I'm glad any man can look at my woman. I'm happy anyone look at me. That's making me looking good.
He's tired of taking me places because every time he takes me somewhere, me and
right.
all in my place.
And I love it. I love it. Love it. They look at her. Look at the corner store. It was only one time somebody grabbed up her sister at the liquor store. She was like, nigga, let me go. I told her. You should have just came and bit your bit his arm off.
Man.
She wanted to... I said, you
man. All right, y'all.
That's what we're going to...
Oh. Go ahead, Jamal.
Yeah, I said, that's a good topic, too. Would you rather have a... Ladies, would you rather have your man defend your honor and whip somebody's ass over you? Or would you rather just have a guy that just says, honey... You handle that. Would you rather have a guy that jumps up for your honor if a brother try to holler at you? Or you want a woman that just says, honey, let's just walk away.
Well, you know what though?
Women don't like their man to jump up for them.
No, I'm one and only, and I wouldn't want no ugly ass Esther Royal Florida Evers looking
But you know what? I would prefer to handle. You know what? I don't need my man to stick up for me. I would prefer to handle it because if I'm confident in my relationship, I can tell a dude any day, you know, it ain't happening. You know, I would talk to you. We would have a conversation. However, I know what my boundaries are, and I'm gonna
let
you know.
For me.
You know, I'm gonna let you know, and I can handle it. Charmaine said the same thing. She can handle it, but you gotta know. You have to be confident within your relationship to say, you know what, I got this, because I'm gonna let him know right off top. You know, right.
No, I'm not.
All right, y'all, my time is just about up. But I want to appreciate Jamal, I appreciate you, Mel, and Mississippi Red. We held it down for these last 2 hours. It's lawless, y'all. It's lawless. All right, next week we're gonna entertain the topic as we did the last 15 minutes. We're gonna continue this conversation. Y'all make sure you check me out, lawlessradio.com. Raw Deal with Catrice. If you're not in the Raw Deal group, make sure you send me a message and I will put you in the group. It's lawless. Remember, I appreciate you, Jamal. I appreciate you, Mel. Make sure y'all hold it down. Remember, y'all, you always got to get it hot before you get it wet. All right, y'all. This is Catrice. You've been listening to The Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. Going to take it out with a little King B. Love y'all. Talk to you later. Peace.
Good night, babe.
Sick as fuck, cause they pocket. sign to touch. Just like my feet, she moving swiftly. While they still look in the mud, I'm a conqueror and divide. The profit with my guys, keep that money in the circle. New black order on the rise. I'm a king and I'm a lady. Handle my fucking business. Live my life to the fullest. Ain't asking for no permission, cause I'm on a pill.
I'm a king, king, king.